Yeah, let's go. Let's get going. Okay, welcome. This is the Parks, Trails, Arts, Recreation Advisory Board Agenda, NSL Live for Tuesday, March 27th, 2018. Thank you everyone for being here. We will start with administrative updates. First of all, Ryan, tell everyone about your baby.
I had a baby. Not really. I mean, my wife did. It's been great. Our baby's 4 weeks old.
Okay. Congratulations. And then we do have a new board member, Sarah. She's not here. I was hoping that she would be here, but she may come in and we'll give her a chance to introduce herself. She lives in Foxborough. She's James Hood's appointment. She's fantastic. She will jump right in and be a real team player.
So the only appointment we don't have yet is Lisa Baskins. So once we get that appointment and then the mayor's appointment, then we're done.
So.
Then we'll have a full house. So we are working on it.
Appointment and mayors. Lori emailed me. She's not able to be here tonight and asked. Her time is up at the end of this month. So I think we should, as a standard operating, when an individual's time is up and they're interested in being replaced and not continuing, I think that we just excuse them of their duties and we operate without an additional member. I don't want to feel like we're dragging people to maintain their connections.
I agree.
Lori will still continue to plan the NSL Reads event unless we can find somebody to replace it. But as far as attending meetings, she won't. I will invite her to our next meeting then, and I'd like to acknowledge her or say something. And would you like her to come to city council meeting, or what's the...
Yeah, I will reach out to her for when on the city council they'll do their thanks, their official thanks. So they've done that for outgoing members of the committee in the past. And I'll get that scheduled.
Okay. Thank you. All right, service hours. For the last month, it's been this time. Could you estimate, committee members, could you estimate your number of hours that you spent working on tasks for this board? Do you need a couple minutes? Maybe Nola and Bruce and Ryan? What would you say, Bruce?
Only in these meetings.
Okay.
I haven't had to do anything else.
Great. Nola, I know you've been working.
Yeah, probably I'd say 3.
Real?
Yeah.
That sounds low.
Yeah, it's going to start ramping.
Okay. Well, I just know what you've been working on. That's, you're efficient.
Right, yeah. So, but yeah, it'll start ramping up here pretty soon because I was able to, well, I'll wait till I get to that.
Okay.
Right. I'll say 2.
Okay. All right. Also, I'd like to acknowledge Abby that's here from the Youth Council.
Hi.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
We're grateful to have you anytime. Okay, let's talk about our logo. Does everyone have this sheet? So we've been in touch with Rachel, who is a graphic designer the city utilizes. And she came up with the 4 options that are in color. The 4 options above that are black and white are older versions that were created when the committee was doing more task-specific logos. So it's our assignment now then to select one of these, and we can make suggestions for alterations as well. Does anyone want to speak up for one that they like particularly? Sorry, Brett, I should have acknowledged you here as well. Thank you for being here. We'll give you some minutes to talk to.
So my favorite was the top left of the 4.
Okay.
In the past, in past years, and I don't know if we're still doing this, we used to just change the center logo entirely.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were patriotic looking for the 4th of July, and it was an Arbor Day or something. Are we getting away from that and just having one logo?
I still like that.
Okay.
But we want to have a logo that we can use on anything.
Okay.
So I see that more as a design for the poster.
Okay.
And not our logo.
I like it.
I like top right and then top left.
This one? This one.
Top right, then top left. So you've got... So...
Does anybody... We could have these in color as well. Does anyone prefer these outside of the circle? David, what's your opinion? You're good at this stuff.
Can I play with it for a bit?
Sure. I like this. This one was the one I liked as well. Or this. And I like this because it is outside of the circle, and so it draws attention. I'm not sure anyone will ever look at that and think it's anything other than the city logo.
I agree.
That's
I prefer this one with NSL Live.
Down below.
This one right here.
Top right.
Same one as, yeah, top right. Nola picked that out too, so I like that. I put NSL Live bigger. Does NSL Live mean anything to anybody other than our committee?
No, I don't think so. I don't know. What do you think?
I'm not sure it does. Are there better words that we could use? I don't know.
I think that it's starting to mean things to people. As you talk about like events or you talk about people that have attended things, I think they start to know what it is. But I think that this could help add that, you know, before they tried to rebrand every single event. And I think it'll have a lot more value if it's not rebranding every event, but it's just, these are things that the city puts on, the NSL Live. But I agree that, I think that if we take another stab at it, maybe start with this top right, but then let you kind of run with it and see if you can find something.
I like similar, but like different. I think, because even for like the events, you can do stuff that's, I'm trying to think of something. Like we did these little, just within our own departments, we got like these different parks logos and just, but they run with the same theme. But you can mix different colors, you can do different, just simple icons, something, I think, to make acts, reads, so that they look North Salt Lake, they don't look just like the city logo. To me, this is just the city logo with something underneath.
Yeah.
It. I'm not trying to offend anybody.
I like the, this is, you're not offending anyone here. No one here designed it. I like that it makes you think that it's a city item, but I want it to also feel like it's different.
Yeah.
I do think, I want to get back to what you're saying, though, about NSL Live. When you say, Ryan, that people are starting to understand what NSL Live is, what do they think it is? So if someone come up to you and said, what is NSL Live, how would you answer that question?
I think my first way of answering it would be, the city used to have a trails committee, and it no longer does. It has the NSL Live committee. And it used to have like an arts advisory group, and now it no longer does. It just has the NSL Live committee. It used to have people try to run events, and it no longer does. It just has the NSL Live committee. So it replaces the trails committee and the arts group and the events all into one as a citizen advisory group. That's how I would explain it. I don't know.
I think you're accurate.
You guys have other ways.
But that's a long explanation.
I was around when Matt came up with this. And it's a twist on Saturday Night Live, okay? So I've never watched Saturday Night Live. I guess I'm a weirdo. But it means something to anybody who sees that. They would see it.
I watched that. I never made that connection.
You never made that connection?
Never.
That's where it came from.
Until you said that.
That's where it came from. So does that help? I'm not sure it helps it to mean anything for our city. NSL obviously does. But is it, you know, I could see people saying NSL Live.
Yeah. So are you suggesting we come up with something else?
Can I say something?
I'd be open to
yes,
it,
of course. Since we've been here so long, Noah and I, it's actually officially Parks, Trails, Arts, Recreation Advisory Board.
PTAR.
Yes.
PTAR. How do you say it?
And PTAR. Everybody PTAR. Hated that.
Which isn't bad. Yeah.
and so it's officially that name. And
sure.
Then they, for, I don't know, 2 or 3 months, we kept going back and forth, the committee did, and they came up with NSL Live, and that's just kind of stuck. So it's just a shortened version of what Parks, Trails, Arts, Recreation is.
My concern that maybe is what you're saying, Bruce, is I don't think it answers any questions. I think I see the name and I have no idea what that means.
So if someone asks you, though, that's
then I might
what
say something like what Ryan said.
But it's too long.
But PTAR, that's not better.
No one looked at that.
Well, we are at the changing moment. Do we want to leave it or do we want to come up with something else?
Think about it. I think
it's time.
Yeah, I think I don't really put a lot of thought into it. I think you come up with something.
Okay.
If everybody wants to really change, I mean, it doesn't matter to me. I don't have any emotional attachment to it, but I haven't been here as long as the other guys either.
So I don't either. Do you think there's an emotional attachment to it?
No.
No,
Bruce,
I don't think so.
Do you think so?
No, I don't think there is.
Okay.
I
take that to mean we should change it then.
Let's find something that kind of the title tells you something about it.
I think so too. Okay, do we want to have the assignment to come up with ideas and review it at next meeting? That we're getting then into our season of events. It's running pretty late.
Well, we can always, you know, fall back on this and just stick with it until we found something better.
Okay.
It's not terrible. It's not.
So this is the task to do in the notes. Assignment. Consider alternate names for our board. We could take that PTAR and we could refer to it. PTAR is Parks, Trails, Arts, and Recreation Advisory Board. And we could pick out and say Parks and Arts. We could just say Parks. We could just say Recreation. We don't have to say all the pieces in the shorter name that we use. But everyone think on that, and we'll revisit that next time.
What if it was just the Parks and Arts Board?
Yeah.
That's
Parks
better.
And Arts.
It tells
Parks
you
and Arts.
Parks and Arts. North,
I like
North Salt Lake Parks and Arts. Tells you exactly what we do. We make all the advisory decisions for parks, which encompasses trails in our city, and arts could encompass recreation. But since we don't really govern the recreation group of North Salt Lake, it doesn't make sense to have that in our name. So if it was just Parks and Arts.
And an ampersand.
Yeah, Parks and Arts. Yeah. North Salt Lake Parks and Arts. And then who's putting on the run? Oh, the Parks and Arts group is.
I like that. Nola, what do you think?
I like it.
Abby, what do you think?
It's good.
Does it answer questions
it's
better?
It's short, too.
I like that
right.
It answers
it's
questions
good.
A little bit better,
it's
and
catchy.
It's short. Parks and Arts.
Abby,
anyone else?
Like
Brett, do you want
to
weigh in?
To Parks and Arts?
I like Parks and Arts a lot better than NSL Live. It tells the story.
David, what do you think?
Yes.
Do we need to go anywhere to approve that, or can this committee?
No, I think we vote, and then we just take that proposal to the city council.
Okay. Are we ready to vote? Does anyone have any concerns before we vote? All right, we'll just do roll call then of the committee members. Ryan, vote.
Aye.
Bruce?
Aye.
Nola?
Aye.
And I'm aye as well, so unanimous. I'm sorry, I don't know who you are. Welcome.
It's Hel Tovar. Yeah, I'm going to try to help with the kite festival. So.
Oh, excellent.
Yay.
I think you talked to me.
Is that who I am?
Yes.
Okay.
Great, thanks for coming. We're glad to have you. Will you tell the committee a little bit about yourself and how you got involved?
Sure, yeah. I moved to North Salt Lake from Salt Lake City a couple of years ago, and this conversation is really kind of interesting because you're right. Like, I had no idea what I called it live. I didn't know. I mean, like, really, it totally makes sense, this discussion. But I just kind of, like, these events look really fun. And I've gone to a couple of them, and I just was like, this would be fun to, I don't know, just become more a part of this community. Like, moving from Salt Lake, I was like, oh, moving to Davis County. It was kind of, like, a big change for me, but I really like it, and these events are awesome, so. Anyway,
thank
I still
you
work
for
in
being
Salt Lake
here.
And stuff, but yeah.
What area of the city do you live in?
I live in Foxborough.
Great.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Welcome. Ryan lives in Foxborough, and I do as well.
Cool.
Okay. So, Master Corral.
Master Corral, just quickly, we, as of today, have 43 people on our list of emails of people who have expressed interest in being in the park. We probably have closer to 30 who are going to be regular singers, maybe more than that. So we've got a substantial enough group that we're making some music. We've found an accompanist.
Oh, that's great.
Which is a great step for us. She starts this Thursday her first time, so my daughter is very grateful for her.
Is she a volunteer?
She's volunteer.
It's really great.
Yeah, she's a kind of a retired piano teacher and wants to be a part of it. So that's
awesome.
Nice.
Thank you.
Can you give a name?
Deanne Nelson, or Leanne Nelson, I'm sorry. She lives in Bountiful and a delightful lady. So we're very excited.
Do you spell her name Nelson by chance?
I believe so.
An Leann?
Yeah, she capitalizes the A. L-E-E.
Okay. L-E-E,
yeah.
And then A-N.
Capital A-N.
Okay.
Would you how soon do you think you'd be ready to maybe sing the national anthem or something at a city council meeting?
I was going
to
ask you what, when, I guess I can look on the calendar, but
first one in April. Is that too soon?
What's the date?
Next Tuesday.
I can tell.
Next Tuesday?
Yeah. Week
from
the middle
today.
Of Easter break.
I know. Easter break, so maybe not.
So
maybe
I
not
won't
well.
Be here.
April 2nd
so,
or
so
April 16th would be the next one.
Yeah, April 16th. April 16th.
We can shoot for the 16th.
A quartet would work.
No, we're going to have the full, and we've been working on it. We've got a good arrangement, good a cappella arrangement of the national anthem.
Wow.
We can be ready. So April 16th.
Okay, so I'll just run that by the city manager and the mayor to get that on the agenda. And then if you just plan on right at the start, so I think they would start the meeting with it. We always start with the Pledge of Allegiance, and I think they'd probably do like National Anthem and Pledge of Allegiance all at the very,
right.
very beginning. So that's at 7 o'clock. So if you guys were, you know,
we'll be
there and warming up
and
ready.
And
on Tuesday the 16th. That would be awesome.
That is exciting. My plan is to also, as kind of a marketing effort, and to be involved in the community, is to volunteer us to sing the national anthem at sporting events for the high schools. And my son is involved in the video production of the Grizzlies down at the East Center. We can probably sneak into there and
awesome.
We'll make ourselves available and sing as much as we can. We're planning our first concert on Saturday evening of May 19th.
And it's here at
the
city.
It's here in the
right.
in the council chambers.
So we have an event that morning, the
Kite
Festival.
Festival.
If you're interested in singing the national anthem, we would love to have you come.
Okay. And that's one of my points too. What of these events would it make sense to have the choir come and sing something? National
I'd love to have you to the Kite Festival. I think
okay,
it would be
absolutely.
Maybe cool to have singers at the 5K. Like at the end, do you think, or at the beginning before
it would
they
be
get
at
started?
The beginning, because we've done it before. We generally do it at the beginning before.
Okay.
It's early.
So
right.
that would be
it's
June
30th. It's super early.
Okay.
No, it's early. It's not super early.
Not for runners. Maybe for singers, though.
But for singers, it might be very early. When would you have them there?
I'll have to double check on the time, but it'll be early. I'll let you know. I can email you so that you've got a little bit of time.
We do break for the summer, but I'm sure we can put together enough critical mass to sing something.
Depending on what we do with stage and performers at the 3rd of July, then it might be something too.
Okay.
Which would also spread awareness that you exist, because there's.
Yeah.
There
a lot
are,
of people.
Yeah. What did we have last year there? 45,000. Something like that.
Yeah, that would be wonderful. Yeah, we'll definitely plan on that, doing something.
Do you want to sing at the Kite Festival?
Yes.
Would you like to do more than just the national anthem?
Our theme for the concert is all musicals. Mm-hmm.
Know that.
So if there's something that...
Do you sing Let's Go Fly a Kite from
no,
Mary Poppins?
No, but that's an interesting thought.
Hi.
That's an interesting thought. Let
this,
me see if I can
and
find
it's
an
alive.
Arrangement to work that
no,
in.
No, you're great.
That would work just fine.
If
we
you,
don't have anything from Mary Poppins, so...
It's Parks and Arts, I mean.
I love it.
To.
I love it.
It's okay.
We already voted on that.
Okay, so we have... We have a couple performers. So
can you bootleg the music?
We could have you at any time.
Let me tell you how I'm working the music.
Yeah,
since I'm trying to do this on with no budget,
right.
I have worked out a deal with Larry Smith of Bountiful High, who's the choral teacher there who lives in North Salt Lake, to use his library of music. And I've checked with other conductors, and what they do is they'll take one piece of music, make all of their edits on it, and make photocopies for the choir, and they stamp them all rehearsal copy only, original on file, destroy after use, which is legal. I don't have to take, I can leave
the originals.
Them on file with with Bountiful High and just take one copy, and he's just delighted to help that way, and it's worked
really
well.
Oh, that's really nice. Cool.
People can mark up their music, and then I will gather it up and either retain it for future rehearsal copies or destroy it. So we're working the system really well. There.
Thank you for being resourceful.
And they were happy to do some copies for me in the office. Mm-hmm. That was very nice for them to do that. I'm also partnering with high schools in the surrounding communities. We're going to be singing two numbers with Woods Cross High School.
At their
concert.
I saw
that. Monday the 14th. With East High School on Friday the 11th. I'm working with Highland High to do it in October. There might be a possibility we could do it with Viewmont in May as well, and also with City Academy in downtown Salt Lake, who's kind of got a struggling choral program. We're going to try to jump in there and help with them too. So we're doing some great things. I really want to involve us in the community and let us be known and gather people, because we're having a blast. We need more men. That's the perennial problem with a choir. Some of our marketing efforts, I have gone around and posted this flyer on all the bulletin boards in LDS chapels to start with, from about 13th South in Salt Lake up to north end of Bountiful so far. So we're covering getting the word out there. If you'd like, I have these little business card size that I keep in my wallet if I am talking to somebody in the grocery line or something and say, hey, do you sing? You ought to come sing in our choir here.
It's a pass along card.
So
yeah, that's really
I'll pass
cool.
these around. Take as many as you, I've got a whole box, so take as many as you think you might use and help me with my marketing. But we're doing great.
Yes.
I like that Let's Go Fly guide.
What ages are your singers?
Any ages. So yeah, we'd love to have some youth involved. We're kind of on the older end of the spectrum right now, but we do have a good representation. Great. Any other questions?
Are you
for me?
So you break for the summer, and then are you planning a fall concert?
Yes.
Or a Christmas concert, or both?
Well, I'm tentatively planning both. It'll be ambitious to do both, but we'll start up the Thursday immediately following the first day of school, so I think that's August 20-something. And we'll just hit it hard and
that's
see if
fantastic.
We can put something together.
Thank you.
We're going to do folk music in the fall, so if you have any requests, we want to, our goal is to make it music that's fun to sing and fun to listen to.
Thank you. That's fantastic.
Thanks for the opportunity. We're having a lot of fun.
Thank you. Okay, let's do our events update.
Can you skip to number 6 so David can
yep.
tell?
David.
Now let's get the slides out.
Look at these slides. Wow.
Let's do. So basically, I'll just try to go through this real quick. It kind of works because some of the people that weren't here last time are here this time. But Deer Hall update, just so you guys know, our crews have been working on it. We haven't been able to pour the concrete because of the weather. So if you go and pass it, the park's still closed. We haven't had too many complaints, I don't think. But are we looking at early next week and for the pour?
Yeah, Tuesday is what the plan is.
Okay, so that's going to go down Tuesday. What we talked about last time, this is just a recap of last time. If you guys remember from two times before, we talked about using this committee much like the city council uses the planning commission. And so what TJ and I did, like we told you guys, that we would come back with showing you like the top 5 areas that we feel like are the biggest areas for replacement. The first on the list, and it's all based on the replacement program that you guys have, based on pulling everything together, pounding out a park each time. Number one was Mathis. I'll just go through this real quick. Just, it's 30 plus years old, lots of issues. We talked about some of the turfs, just the different things you could reevaluate these parks with, and just looked at some of the prices with that one. But again, this is a great opportunity for us to just look at these and do them the way you don't have to be just replacing what's there. It's doing what you guys feel like you guys want.
Again, where's that one located?
So that one is, you can see it's up in the corner off Highway 89. It's kind of tucked in there. Do you know where?
Camelot and the Regional Center are?
So Papa John's Pizza is right there.
Or the mm-hmm. KinderCare.
KinderCare is just right to the to the south.
I don't know where the KinderCare is. Kind of a turn off. Yeah.
It's kind of weird if you don't notice it and you don't. Mm-hmm. It's easy to miss, so you shouldn't feel bad.
David, a question: do we have to put a fence in? My three neighbors and I don't have any fences, and it makes our yards look much bigger than our own by themselves. So,
with all the neighbors there, I don't know if that would be good or bad.
So this is an outside fence, the edge of our property, fencing in the homes.
Yeah.
So we're building their fences.
So on the city council side, I like the thought. On the city council side, we've gotten complaints when park users are using the backyard of people. And so putting up the fence solves potential complaints down the road of kids playing in people's backyards, not knowing where the boundary is, right?
Okay.
So I think for that, that'd be nice. I don't necessarily know if it's a requirement, but that's been kind in the past.
Again, I think for me, just kind of reviewing this today, it's just me showing these top five spots. I think really, Bruce, well, that's the conversations we need to have after we go around and everybody, because again, the
step too deep. Okay.
No, but you're good. But no, I agree with you. Yeah. The paradigm that TJ and I look at everything from is a maintenance and what needs to be done, and sometimes the not sexy stuff. So
yeah.
I think getting a good mix of what the people that live in this area and kids use the parks versus the guys that have to maintain the parks and what we know is bad, that you know nobody sees the pipes underground, that stuff. That's what we all need to come together on. So I just kind of wanted to introduce everybody to the five areas that we see as the most important. If you look at the replacement guide that we've given you, then and then those ideas.
You might not have gotten
that's
that.
That's exactly what we want. Is those ideas.
I was here last month.
You
when
did.
I did this,
okay.
Yeah.
So like again, like you. I mean, you could. In fact, a good example of that is, and for the sake of time, we're not going to spend a ton of time on this, but Palmquist Park. TJ and I have a lot of different ideas for this when we get to this. Like this park, I mean, you can really just look at the park as a whole and redo completely how it is. I mean, you could even look at it and say we want to eliminate this park altogether. I mean, it's kind of in a weird spot. Again, I'm not here using the park. We're just telling you guys what the problems with these parks and that are. So Palmquist Park is the second one that in our list that just needs a lot of just TLC, I guess. And then the parkway, the three different sections of the parkway are the final ones. And the big cost with that is irrigation. We don't even really know. The irrigation is just junk, basically, on all of them. Trail needs upgrades. The trees have just torn the trail up and just bunches of issues with that. So I think we're on the right path with where I think it's going to be awesome, because I think we're really going to start to actually utilize this committee for what it was, I think, intended for. And it's not us going and saying, look, we need to fix the sprinklers. If it's the community saying, too, you know, look, we're telling you guys what our problems are. You're looking at going out and seeing what these problems are as well, and coming together with kind of a consensus to take to city council. Again, the big cost is just irrigation. You're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars just to get things to where
wow.
And we threw this in, like, I think there's, again, this is just an awesome opportunity for us to just look at the way, like the parkway, you could do these bicycle quick fix stands, you could do more seating, you could make it just a lot cooler area. Probably for a minimal cost on some of this stuff too. So I think I'm so excited for the committee to be able to look at this stuff and just come up with some great ideas, and then be able to take them to the council like that. So, so So next thing I want to talk about real quick was splash pad signage. So here's what's there. The complaint's been that we want to switch it up to, we can't take these down. We'd be blunt about that. They have to stay because it's all health department and everything else. But the idea was icons. So here's a couple that I threw together, and I kind of wanted your guys' take real quick on what icons you felt like there needed to be there. These are the ones that I could kind of come up with off the top of my head real quick today. Did anybody else have any other thoughts or any ideas?
No food.
No food.
Maybe no bikes. I don't know if that's necessary, but kids ride their bikes in this splash pad.
They ride their bike through.
I think it's pretty dangerous. Yeah,
I think
it's
dangerous
too. Because there's a lot of kids that they don't realize, you know, there's kids being kids, but they cruise through there and little babies are
mm-hmm.
walking around, and I mean, we've seen them get hit, and not a lot we can do.
So what I'll just do is, I think, I don't know, we're just going to have so many signs out there, but I think if we could kind of get one sign that's got just the whole slew of icons, I'll design some stuff so they're kind of all uniform, look the same, and we'll come back to the committee. I just wanted to know what exact other ones you guys were thinking.
I love this idea, though. It's like super IKEA. Like, you could speak any language.
Yeah.
You could do whatever, and you clearly know, like, oh, I can't have a dog here.
They're international.
Yeah, this is perfect.
The lifeguard one took me a minute to figure out.
I know.
Me too.
And
dog is instantaneous.
And if you only want four.
The shut off I only knew because I knew.
I would just replace the lifeguard with no food, and then you just see, like, no pets, no running, no food. It's going to shut off. I've got my notice.
I don't know if you need a lifeguard. I don't know if anyone expects a lifeguard, though.
Yeah, I was just basing it off, basically.
We have that giant sign.
The signs say,
does anybody read it?
No, people don't read it.
That's the problem.
That's the problem, is nobody reads it.
Because
yeah.
So. It says 15 minutes every hour, but
what
nobody
about,
knows.
Swim diapers. Is that a problem?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe
the problem
like
is
showering before.
The problem with all these signs is like this one. How do you enforce it? Like, you know, I mean,
yeah.
We don't have people that are staffed down there full time.
We have poor kids that get yelled at by people.
Yeah, and then when we have had kids come down where we've had a real big problem, people not showering or wearing swim diapers, they go crazy on them. And it's just, they're not cops. They're not, that's, you know, I mean, there's not a lot we can do.
We were there for the food truck event, and that guy was, he just, reminded the guy,
yeah,
hey, no dogs are allowed. And the guy was like,
yeah.
Just like, okay.
Well, right. Having the signs helps people police themselves,
yeah.
But also each other. Because if I'm there and there's a sign that says, no food is my pet peeve,
yeah.
And people are eating, I will say, hey, there's no food. Look right there on the sign, no food. But without the sign, I probably
yeah.
wouldn't say anything.
Big signs.
Yeah.
Make them easy to see.
Well, there, yeah, we've got so many signs. And I guess, we'll throw something together. We'll bring it back to you guys next meeting.
So maybe something
should give us enough time. But, yeah, we'll stop.
Diapers.
So diapers.
How do you?
Again, this is.
I like the four you had with the no food and the no running and the no dog and the time. And it seems simple enough that you could have big logos, and it could be real clear.
So I was going to throw this next item I was actually going to throw in, and I forgot, was we are getting, the sign is ordered. It's going to be the big digital scoreboard thing, ticker. So
okay.
That's going to be, we got to make sure we get it all programmed and stuff, but that's going to be installed fairly soon as well. So, and we can have that stuff scroll across as well. But again, rules are only for people who decide to follow them. So, but we're just gonna do our part on that. So, then it's kind of out of place now that I think about it. But as far as the tour we talked about, I don't know how you guys want to do that. Again, we're not just trying to tell you what's wrong and saying go along with us. We want you guys to go out, look at the parks, and decide for yourself which that's the best way to do it. So. We just talked about doing a tour, so I don't know, thoughts?
we'll make ourselves available whenever.
I had two ideas, that there should be two different tours. One should be just kind of a self-guided tour of city parks where you could put together like a list of parks, and this would be good for like somebody joining the committee that like, hey, I want to get to know parks in the city, and we could give it to new committee members and like, okay, on your own time, just go check out these are the parks in the city.
With a due date.
Well, no. I don't know if we need to do that.
Before.
And they
That's
have to write awesome, a report. Bruce. And
no, just get it done.
But so they get like an overall sense of the park. So that would be one, like a self-guided. And then the second would be kind of purpose-guided. Like you want us to go check out Mathis Park and Palmquist and those. I don't know if we want to go as a committee or if we want to do that on our own time as well.
If you're looking for ideas, I love the idea of just doing like a field trip where you would walk us through Mathis Park and be like, this is what's broken, this is what needs to be replaced, so we could like walk it, and then, but like beforehand, we need to come up with some ideas so you can say, okay, what are you imagining here? Are we just replacing the exact same tot lot? Are we putting in a Bowery? Are we, you know, like, what are we doing to this space that will really make it great? Because Mathis Park is definitely not the shining gem of our city, and when we're done, I don't want it to just be like, yep, here's another crummy park, but something that we're really proud of. If we're going to spend $200,000 that budget showed, that's a ton of money. I mean, that's not a lot of money in the parks world, but it's a lot of money for a normal person. So,
and we're happy to do guided tours. For us, it's going to be better if we're going to do something like that, obviously, for everybody, because if we're like 8 different times going out and showing people, that's going to be just pretty time-consuming. But we'll make whatever work. I think some of the stuff, I mean, like, obviously, like, the fence that's falling apart, that's easy to spot. Playgrounds that are 35 years old, I mean, it's pretty easy to say, yeah, it's probably time we can do something different, you know. We should have brought some of those catalogs in, because, I mean, a lot of the stuff we could even just sit and talk about and give you guys catalogs. I mean, we could do, you know, there's pirate parks, and you could do different playgrounds. I mean, you can make, just simply changing the personality of the park by something like that, it's easy.
You can relocate where the playground is. I mean, if you're going to irrigation's got to be redone, so it's not like if the time to change the park, it would be now, not after. I mean, you know, put together something cool.
What if we did
cool.
park field trips on the off week when we've otherwise had our meetings, but we don't any longer? Would that work?
Yeah, like I said, we'll make whatever work.
Sounds good.
I mean,
so that would be the second Tuesday of the month. And then if a committee member is not able to attend, then maybe you could have like a highlights list that we could send out, and whomever's not there, like, these are the things we talked. We looked at the playground, we looked at the parking lot, we looked at these things, and then they can go on their own time. Or
and if you really, if you look at the replacement guide that we put together last year, as per Ryan's request, I think it gives you kind of a pretty good idea of a lot of the stuff anyway. But it is good to go out and visually see the part, you know. Because, again, I think, like, me and him, we've had, like, really good conversations, like, Palmquist. I think, I mean, I really, again, like I said last week, my kids don't play on these parks. Mm-hmm. I don't live here. We look at them from a maintenance standpoint. But at the same time, we take a lot of pride in, like, we want our parks to be clean, nice. We want, and well run. And part of our job, though, is also to make sure that they're being replaced in a timely manner, and telling the council and telling you guys the stuff that maybe you don't want to hear, like, hey, this sprinkling system is just garbage and it needs to be replaced. And that's not really sexy because nobody sees it, nobody cares about it. But
well, and see, a lot of these parks, I mean, they're so old, they were put together by volunteers or service. And you appreciate that, but they're just not designed well. And so, like, Palmquist, it's a park that we don't see a lot of usage.
And we could go either way. We've honestly, if you could get rid of that park, I don't know. I mean, I don't live here. I don't have any people.
How do cities measure use of the parks?
There's lots of different ways. It's as simple as sending a kid out there and watching how many people go there, you know. Or, you know, that's tough, you know. It's tough to say. Like, again, I'm not saying that we need to do that, like, with somewhere like Palmquist, but at the same time, maybe we want to make it just awesome. We've got some ideas that could make it really cool, but if it's not going to be used.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we want to spend money wisely. I mean, you could dump $150,000 easy on playground equipment, but if it's not used, is it really a benefit?
Is it possible to sell Palmquist? to be developed?
Probably not that one, just because it's the
like
water.
There's nothing.
Yes.
I mean,
the slopes.
There's, you can
slopes.
Build on that.
Okay.
Slopes bad.
And it's where it's, I'm not exactly sure that I've ever seen it, but the water situation right there. Really
Spring. It's like Spring
there.
Hill North.
Yeah. You just don't want.
Do you want us to do a park field trip in April?
Again, we'll figure out whatever. So here's what I've asked for, and as far as I'm concerned, as far as I know, it's still in the budget. We're looking at it, and we're proposing to the council to have money slotted into the budget for parks replacement. He was on top of it last year. We got to start. The city's getting older. It's not the new car. We need mechanics now, you know. And we got to start looking at this stuff and replacing this stuff. And I love the idea of this committee being the one that guides what's going on. So I think the money that we asked for, it was about $250,000 each year, probably for park replacement, and to start looking at doing these things every year. And then you guys would guide where that money, or suggest to the council where you think the money should go. So,
do you think we should go in April, or do you think we should wait until budget decisions have been made?
I think it makes sense to go in April because May, June, and July are too busy.
Yeah, I think that's.
Well, and here's the other thing: if they decide to cut that from the budget or even diminish that from the budget, I think what we could do here would be excellent. Is at least you now have an itemized list.
Okay.
So if they don't approve it, push it back, don't approve it, push it back, whatever. At least we've said this is where our priorities should be, you know.
So that's April 9th. You wanna do that?
Is that a Tuesday? That's
the
city
Tuesday.
Council.
Second Tuesday. Oh, what's this committee?
That's a
second
bad
before?
That's actually a really bad day for me, but
to do Wednesdays.
Let's pick one.
Let's just pick a different day then. Because it would be April 10th, right?
Well, April 10th would be...
April 10th is Wednesday, right?
The Tuesday, the 10th? Am I off on my calendar?
I know. My
Tuesday's
calendar might
10th.
Be off.
Okay,
thank you.
Tuesday's the 10th. Tuesday, the 10th works for me.
Tuesday, the 10th. Okay.
The 9th's just my son's birthday.
Sorry. So April 10th.
That would be awesome. You shouldn't be here for that. You need to be home.
Park tour.
So just like, if we just met at Mathis Park at 6.
Okay. Does that sound good?
Set a meeting
David,
here.
Is that what you want?
Oh, I don't care. I mean, we could figure out. Depends on who can come, who wants to come.
Well, I think we'll just invite the committee, and we'll go with whomever shows up. And if a committee member isn't able to attend, then we'll carry on.
What date is this?
April 10th, Tuesday.
Or we could meet here if you guys wanted to drive us to Mathis,
and
then drive up to Palmquist, and we just hit both of them at once, and then.
And that's the thing. Do we want to go to all the parks? What are you thinking? Because that's going to be a long.
An hour. So whatever we can do in an hour
can
be done.
Why don't we just hit the worst, the ones that we feel that need replacement or work?
Yeah.
I mean, and there's just a few.
Yeah, if we do Mathis and Palmquist isn't that far away.
That's
South Parkway, I think you were calling it. That's
so let's just show up at Mathis Park at
Mathis
6.
Park, 6 p.m.
Okay, and then we
April
can move
10th.
To any others.
Okay. Great, I'm excited about that.
Okay, we'll try to put together some stuff. Some information maybe for you guys that day too. I think most of it's really not a replacement plan. TJ deserves a lot of credit. That's very thorough in breaking down really the next 30 years of park replacement.
Thank you.
Again, I don't think you guys should limit yourself just to replacing what's there. That's how that's laid out. But again, if you want to get rid of a playground or make a bigger playground, I mean, I think this is the cool thing about this concept is you're pulling everything together and you're really kind of doing a grand reopening and making something new again. That's cool.
So like when we envisioned it, I mean, if I could go in there and like pick what I wanted, I would change the location of like Mathis, the playground, or do something totally cool. I mean, I think it's, you know, to what he said, I just think it's. Doesn't make a lot of sense to just put the same thing, same structure, the same design back in. It's like there's no real, you know, great moment with that. But
okay, so sounds like we're good there.
we'll send out stuff. But, just as a note, we had our Arbor Day committee meeting last week, and we will be doing, why didn't I put the date on here?
I think it's the
5th. It's the 5th.
It's May 5th, 9 o'clock.
Tunnel Springs will be up there doing planting trees, some shade trees. We'll have some food and stuff if you guys are interested in going up there. And then the same day, the Eagle Scout Project is going to be up on Wild Rose Trail, removing some spurge. And just so you guys can see it, this is kind of what we're going to be doing at Tunnel Springs. We're going to be planting some bigger shade trees up there. So it should be really cool to keep the deer away from
them. I like all the white tan stripes from the air there. You can see them.
Yeah.
Nice pattern.
You see where the sprinklers are at. Just a couple of last my notes. Pretty cool. That was fun. That was cool.
That was awesome. There.
Yeah. So picked out the rock. We got the rock to Bountiful Monument. The family's still trying to decide what the engraving on the back of the rock is going to be. And we were gonna
We got that. They sent that in.
Okay, perfect. Because we were going to review that as this committee.
Yes. And then for our new members, this is Laurel Isom. She lives in Foxborough. She passed away in November unexpectedly. She lives in the house right here. And so this park was unnamed, and it is going to be renamed Laurel Park. So last week, David and TJ and I went with Vale Isom, Laurel's mom, picked out a rock at Rockscapes. When you guys had said we were going to pick out a rock, I thought you meant from a catalog. I brought my 2-year-old, and that was not so conducive to the rock yard.
He probably loved it.
Then we went to Bountiful Monument. They're going to engrave it. So what she said is just Laurel Park with the address in loving memory of Laurel Elizabeth Isom, the dates. And then the quote she wanted to write at the bottom was, "Be the reason someone smiles today."
Will you forward that to me?
I'll show
that to
Can I get, tell me your, can I just text you?
Yeah, that's fine too.
Okay, thank you. So this committee needs to vote on.
So the other cool thing that I haven't told you yet, so her mother requested that we, because the address was actually Lyndhurst, we actually got the address changed today to 45 North Winchester. So
oh, yay.
You might handle that. Is she still, I suggested, I don't know if that's what the, I think June 28th, that's her birthday, which is cool, it's my mom's birthday too, but that's the day we suggested. I don't know what day
they were wanting to do as quick as possible, and I said, do you want to wait till her birthday? And she said no. But Bountiful Monument said they were getting busy because of Memorial Day, so it might have to be June anyway.
Well, I just think for the park's just going to be green and pretty, then it's not, you know, you can do anything before that. It's kind of hit and miss. But whatever they want, we'll figure it out. We're going to make a big to-do out of it. Grand opening, probably do like hot dogs and stuff and make it a fun day. So whatever they decide.
I like June 28th. What day of the week is that?
It's a Thursday.
Okay.
I think that's fine.
I know they want to have family from out of state come for it and stuff. So
I like that. But
I'm just so happy that this didn't get political or anything, and I'm glad that everything went through.
It was great. It's cool. It's close to the race, but as long as you're excused or working on race and not dual
oh,
working.
Oh no, I have no problem with that date.
Okay, I'm just worried about you.
No,
okay,
fine.
Okay,
fine.
Okay, so
I've got other races.
Any
pretty keyed up on right now.
Any concerns about the quote is really the only thing that's variable. Be the reason someone smiles today. Any
love
concerns?
It. I love it.
Love
okay,
it.
So vote.
Perfect for a
part. Roll call vote. Nola, yes. Bruce.
Good.
Yes, Ryan, yes, Elisa, yes. So unanimous vote on Laurel Park. So, Ryan, you're saying this needs to be recommended then to city?
Yeah, I think that vote is
that?
Our recommendation.
Do you take that? That's
our
sufficient?
That's sufficient. So then we voted on it. Do you want to just take it to Ken?
So actually, I take it to Ken, and then we can probably actually just talk about it next week in the meeting. I'm presenting the park stuff anyway, so we can just talk about it then.
So
I think
like, as I'm imagining it,
eager to get going, might not want to wait a week, but if we have to wait a week, we do. But if faster, then that would be better. That's just that. Okay, Ryan, go ahead.
So when how Planning Commission works is we review something, we vote on something, unless the City Council has given us explicit control over the budget or the money, then what we make is a recommendation as an advisory board to the City Council, which then votes on it. So when Dave presents this, he would say, and the write-up would say, the North Salt Lake Parks and Arts Board made the following recommendation, that the park be renamed and that the sign be this way. That's their recommendation. So that's how it kind of works. If we voted no on something, then the recommendation would have gone, either it doesn't go at all, or it goes that, hey, your advisory committee said no on this, but we're presenting it either anyway. So that's kind of how it works, unless the city council gives us explicit ability that we can just vote yes and then go and do it.
Like they did on the sign and the concrete,
yep.
That kind of stuff. So yeah. We didn't have to go back.
We didn't have to go back to them.
Great, thank you for that clarification. Okay, do you need anything else for Laurel Park?
No, I think we're good. So.
Isn't she darling?
She was fun. That was cool.
Girl.
That was cool to be able to see her headstone.
Yeah, her headstone happened to be at Bountiful Monument when we went there to look, and so they showed us, and it had two pictures on it.
That's cool. I don't know where we're at.
Okay, so Kite Festival. Just
cut you off. I got one more thing. You guys asked for this, and so don't get mad at me. But it's just like I said, this was like 40 days of just disgusting stuff that happened in the parks. And it's not like I get excited to hand this kind of thing out, but I think it's just a good example because most responsible people go to the park, they clean up after themselves, and they go home, and they don't realize what we deal with daily, literally daily. So there's gross pictures in here, but you guys said you want a copy, so here's your copy.
This is the one you presented to
yeah.
City Council? Yeah, that's fun.
Oh, people, why are you so terrible?
Are there? Oh, okay. You want us to look
at
the
pass
yes.
over to you, don't worry.
No, I mean, it's yeah.
Yeah,
it's,
I need to leave
you. You look first.
Okay, let's carry on then. I have just a quick update for Kite Festival. So there was some scheduling changes. At our last meeting, or maybe the meeting before that, we pushed the Kite Festival back, but another group had booked the park back in January, well before we would have even been doing that. And so the consideration was then to pick a different date or to do something else. So I got in touch with the organizer of that event. It's for the Foxborough Annual Neighborhood Garage Sale and Community Fair. So it's been going on for 12 years, and on the same day, people have garage sales all at their own house, and then there's a map of the neighborhood that marks which houses are having garage sales, and then at the park, they have a community fair from 1 to 4. So Alicia Connell organizes that. I got in touch with her, and we are going to connect our events. Not fully combined, because the Kite Festival is from 10 to 12. The garage sailing is going on in those hours, and then from 1 to 4 at the park is the community fair. So we will technically be finished. But instead of trying to run a full event, close it off, open up a new second event, we're kind of just trying to go back to back, which has been great. She was really excited about doing that. So we will include information about her event as we advertise, and she will include information about the Kite Festival as well. She's interested in having this happen every year and combining the events every year. I have no problem with that, with one concern, that this is a Foxborough garage sale and community fair, and I'm concerned that might make the Kite Festival feel like it's not open to all city members. So I'm not sure if...
We're just passing through.
How's it going?
I'm not sure if that's a good idea long term, but it works for this year. Are there any other opinions about that?
Try it out.
I think try it out and then see how it goes, and then if it goes well, then maybe consider doing it again.
I think it'll go well, but I'm just afraid it'll.
I agree with your concerns.
Yeah, because you don't live in Foxborough. It would maybe make you feel like, well, that's the whole Foxborough event, and I'm not invited to that.
Well, and in the past, the Kite Festival has been held at different parks, different years. So we held the Kite Festival at Hatch Park 1 year, and I know early on, they were thinking Tunnel Springs. And so the last years, it's been at Legacy Park. And so I don't know if we can combine it every year, because if we're gonna run it at Tunnel Springs Park, it doesn't really make sense to combine it the same day if everyone's gonna be down. So that's the only thing. I think this is perfect to try out this year, and then I think we need to look at it for next year and decide.
Okay.
Tunnel Springs is windy. It's really rainy.
So is
and that's
the
good.
19th then?
So yes,
day.
The 19th is the day.
Then.
Yes, I talked to Dina too,
okay.
But Thank you for doing that. I'm very grateful for that. Thank you.
Which park, Legacy Park?
Okay, before you go, Abby, can I just say for March, so that for that day, May 19th, we would like to have some youth council volunteers.
Yes, definitely.
So come to set up at 9:30,
yes,
and then plan to stay until noon. And if they need to do shorter shifts, like someone from 9:30 to 10:30,
yeah,
and that's fine. But what we want is just some help setting up, and then some help with the kids tying tails on the kites and
perfect,
helping draw on the kites for the kids.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for being here. Okay, so I have a couple performances lined up. The Taekwondo group that performed last year is going to, Legacy Dance is going to come and perform, potentially. The Master Chorale, you are? Okay, Master Chorale is going to perform. So I wanted to ask you about sound system. Did the city end up buying a sound system? So will that, can that be available for that day?
I can even, I'll have a guy, I'll be out of town, but I'll have somebody there.
Okay.
Great.
And what do we need to do? There will be food trucks also from the 10 to 12. Well, there'll be food trucks all day, but they'll be there for 10. There's six. Fizz Drink Station will be there. World's Best Corn Dog. Fry Me to the Moon. Silver Moon Taqueria. Another Mexican food one. And Salty Pineapple. What do we need to do to have parking available for the trucks? Do we need to mark that off or just let them come? I don't think there will be competition for parking when they
so
show up at 10 a.m.
This is May
19th,
right?
May
19th.
It's Saturday.
Let's just talk next time. We'll set up a parking plan like we did for like July 3rd. I have it diagrammed out and I'll have my guys take care of it.
I think we probably want to block off for them and have it marked just so it's not a conflict.
Yeah, no, we have, because we have signs for like the July 3rd events and stuff, so we can go petition whatever area off and then. Like I put together packets for like the July 3rd like vendors, so we can just mail them and say this is where you're going to be parking, this is what the rules, we can figure something out.
So if the dance group, can they use our sound system to play the music that they dance to?
Yeah.
What do they need to connect to that? It's just like a phone like we did?
Yeah, it has a connect. It has a connection. So.
Okay.
Worst case scenario, you just put a microphone in front of it, it works.
Okay, I'm good to go. Could you want to talk about your before you go?
Very, yeah, well, it's next on the list anyway.
Yeah.
So 5K, I was able to get, so we finally are going to be able to get a active.com for the
wonderful
NSL Live, and I'll just set it up so that it's like Parts and Arts or something like that, so that like NSL something, so that, and it's going to be associated with the summer recreation active.com account, so it's gonna, you know, it's one account, and then so we can using the same account, so we're not having to set up something new, and
that's
then
awesome.
That way too, everything is still going to the right bank accounts and all that kind of stuff, and I don't have to worry about, you know, getting, you know, having that information that I have to input, so it's already there. I just need to set up the account. So what I'm saying is I'm going to be ramping up. So now that I'm getting those set up, and then once I get those set up, it's going to be a lot of time setting up the event again, because before, once you get it set up, you can just kind of copy it from year to year, but I'll have to reset it up because it's going to be in a new user account. But it'll be quick, reasonably quick and easy, because I've done it before, so it's not so bad. But April's going to be kind of crazy for me because I have a race coming up at the end of the month for me. So, but I'll be here. But
thank you.
All right. Okay. See
you
next time.
Do you have a Facebook account?
No, I do not.
Okay, we're just in the social media part. We'll talk about the Facebook page, and you can update to it. But if you don't have a Facebook account, you can tell me, and I can update to the Facebook page for your stuff, too.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Festival of Speed, do you want to report anything or let us know anything?
I made, I put out a Facebook page announcement. I think I did one else in the, in February. I don't think I did anything in March, and I had food vendors call.
Great.
A couple of them already. I like the idea of combining the food effort with the 3rd of July. We can't make them pay a deposit. So we're stuck with, if they say, oh yeah, sure, I'll be there, and then we hold a spot for them, and they don't show up, then we're, you know, we're just, we got one truck less or two. So.
Is that by state law? Why can't we make them pay a deposit?
It's not in our, Ken
ordinance?
Latham wrote me about it. And it's not in our ordinances. That's right.
Okay. So we don't have an ordinance. You can charge a vendor for like a booth, but we can't charge a mobile food truck, I'm assuming. So.
Well, somehow it's not in, you know, Ken said we'd have to write the whole ordinance around this thing to try to get a deposit out of people.
Okay. It's not worth it.
And we're not, they're not geared up for it.
It's not worth it.
Yeah.
Did you have to guarantee a certain amount of sales or were liable to that? So for this event, each food truck said they had to have $500 of sales, and if they didn't, Alicia agreed that she'd cover that for them.
I think.
For which?
For the Kite Festival.
I think that was for
the
that was a personal contract she signed to guarantee that they would be there. Otherwise, it's this where it's like,
I thought
hey,
that
we'll
that surprised me a lot. I didn't know that that was common, but nope. She's done that, so hopefully a lot of people will come.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Wow. We've done nothing like that before, have we? 3rd of July?
No, but they make so much money on that 3rd of July.
They do, that's not a problem. And with the food trucks, Bruce, if you think that one of the food trucks is really good, then you need to let me know, and then I can contact them. But that's a whole different ball game, that 3rd of July. So make sure you talk to me.
This is big stress for her.
I'm already getting anxiety.
Well, no, because they tried to get a good mix too. Because you don't want like 5 pizza vendors. You don't want like 6 people to do hamburgers. So like they really try. She works
get
really, really hard.
Get a variety.
At getting a good variety of stuff.
So I expect the Cup Pop people to come again.
Yeah.
They seem to like it.
I haven't contacted hardly anybody yet because I need to know what the committee is going to do. So
we're having a meeting for the 3rd of July on next Monday. If you'd like to come, I can send you the invite.
Send me an invitation.
Because it might not be bad for you to be there. I mean, even though it doesn't necessarily all apply to you.
Here?
Yep. I'll send you the invite. I'll send it to you tomorrow.
Please send me an invitation.
Because we've really tried to take it to a whole new level of kind of organization and professionalism, and I think we're getting better with everything every year. But, your 2 cents are probably worth it. Plus, the way we've been blocking stuff off and trying to control that from the squatters and the people that were going up days in advance, so that does affect you. I know that. But
yeah.
So,
I have had one. I had one fellow, not this past year, but the year before, came up and put out a yellow tape for all of the Model A Ford guys. And I had to go. I know him well. He's on the city council at Bountiful. And I went and told him, I said, hey, John Marks, can't do this. So I said, okay. So he put it down on the ground. They all ended up there anyway.
All right. Thank you. For NSL Reads, Lori emailed me. The date is set for September 26th at 6:30 here at City Hall. The guest author will be J. Scott Savage. He's author of The Mysteries of Cove. It's a series. And the theme will be When Life Gives You Dragons, which Lori wanted to have the committee approve that theme, but I think that sounds great. Are there, Ryan, Bruce, any concerns? Yeah, I think that
that sounds
great.
Awesome.
So it's what, September
26th? September 26th. So Lori will continue to organize the event, but like I said, she's no longer officially on the committee. Second Sunday Concert Series is coming up. I think we have an opening in the fall, and I would love if we could combine with the Master Chorale and have them do that. I don't know if you'd want that to be one of your fall concert or the Christmas concert.
Do you know the...
I don't off the top of my head, but I can look it up.
I wonder if I have it. Keep going, and I'll see if I
have
it here. Because we entered them all.
Emailed it out. Okay, and then the Halloween 3K is an open, unchaired event, which we are excited to have new people who might be interested in sharing that event, if you're interested, or we'll talk to Sarah. Social media update, there is a Facebook page, and I've gone through and updated the website for our content. And it's pending, and it just needs the city to approve it, and they just haven't done that. So I guess I can send a reminder to just ask them to go do that. Okay, thank you.
Yes. So on that someplace, is there a blurb about the Master Chorus?
Not right now, but I will put that on there.
Can we link our website to that, too?
I looked at your website, and it looks fantastic.
Thank you, GoDaddy.
It's October 14th is the one
that's open. October 14th.
Which would be a fall concert. If you wanted your fall concert to just be that day, that would, combined with the Second Sunday Concert Series, finish that out and be a perfect fall concert. It's very fallish.
Add link about
October 14th. That gives me.
That's really
September
only like
six or eight weeks.
I the other option is if you want to do Messiah music, we're doing a Messiah sing-in. It's currently scheduled in November, but we had talked in the committee about moving it to December, the second Sunday in December. But the soloists that had previously done it were likely not to be available in December because that's such a popular thing.
We could shoot for a concert on October 14th, but I think we'd want to supplement it with other musical numbers of some sort. So let's talk about doing that. And just to make it feasible to have a fall concert, I was thinking that I'd have to do that anyway.
So you'd invite some other musical groups everybody sings two numbers?
Yeah, I've actually extended the invitation to these high schools that are having us sing to come and sing some numbers at our concert with that intent to stretch our content.
I think that's great.
So, yeah, we'll just plan on doing that.
As we get closer, if you do have several high schools that are interested, we may have to talk about the venue because it'll be here in the chamber.
Right.
But I think that's great. More connection in the community. I love it.
Well, I don't know that we'd have more than one high school come and sing two or three numbers. I have a daughter who plays the harp. I'm already twisting her arm to prepare a harp solo, and that's always a crowd pleaser. And you know, I can probably drag some things out of the choir too that could supplement that. So we're great. So okay. Yeah, let's plan.
So plan on October
14th.
Great, thank you
for the choir concert.
All right.
And we can do the same thing with a December date if you'd like for a choir concert.
Well, I think the December date would be your own standing event. It wouldn't be part of the second Sunday concert because
okay.
We have the other
group.
Those
You've
the other
stacked up. Okay.
Yeah. So then you have a wide open range for
great.
Whichever
and
date
that,
works for
work
you.
Great.
But we will still advertise and include that in what we're doing.
Right.
Okay. Then Brian, City Council update. Anything you want to share with us?
I think I shared my update already, but what I'm imagining is getting more recommendations from the committee that we then take to the City Council and kind of building in this budget of park replacement that we then analyze and recommend and carving out more sections of that we should advise on and make those recommendations. So I think that's kind of where we're going. In April is our budget retreat where everyone's going to kind of establish the budget starting after April 21st, when that budget retreat is, that's when I'm going to actually start to know how much money we might have a possibility of, is kind of at that meeting and then afterwards. So that meeting's here in this chamber on the 21st of April. So in our May meeting, I should know more about possible budget and how that would work. And then I'm just continuing to get our two new members appointed.
You. Thank you. All right. Last thing is chair notes, which is an open forum for anyone who wants to make comments or add suggestions. Are there? I have one thing, which is kind of for you. I've had some scouts contact me and ask if the city has a list of potential projects that could be Eagle Scout projects. I wonder if we could sit down as a group, or maybe you and TJ. This isn't time sensitive, but just start coming up with a list of, hey, this needs to be done at this park, or here's something that an Eagle Scout could do. Pick up the trails, something like that. And then I would love think it would be cool to have that on the city website. Like, hey, here's a list of scout projects that we would love to have.
They are tough, and it's as simple as it sounds. Like, I've done lots of like fire hydrant painting things, but it really ends up taking public works supervision too and staffing for most of those things, just based on what's going on. Because there's not usually, you're not going to get approval on picking up garbage at parks, like type stuff.
That's not a good
enough. I will talk to them. We get requests. Matt Jensen's son, actually, like his initial request got rejected, and it was a lot more complex than even that. We ended up having him do some stuff with our trails, but they're a little more difficult than you'd think. Is all I'm saying. But
okay.
I'll talk with my guys.
Or what if, even if they didn't qualify for scout projects, but even just
service
projects,
that's
a youth group, and they could
more doable.
Okay, I love that idea.
So I can ask about that. We can kind of
And that could be something that we add on our section of the website, that here are some suggestions for youth group projects or service projects. Okay, anything else open?
For your Monday meeting on the July 3rd, I just say that the choir would love to sing the national anthem at some point in that.
There's a lot of stuff in flux, but we're considering doing like a big stage this year. And that's probably, if we go that route, that's probably what it would be with a good sound system, because
it didn't work last year.
It doesn't really work, period. You really, no matter where you put it, it doesn't really work. So I think somebody's got to answer some questions and make a decision before I even know. But I definitely will suggest it if we do something like that. Because what we've talked about is maybe bringing in multiple acts type thing. And we'll see.
And I have a son in a band who asked if they could be part of that too. So let us know what that's going to be.
No, it's.
You get some high end bands there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm a musician too. It doesn't matter. People hate you or love you. It doesn't matter. So it's tough trying to find the balance of bringing in. That's why I think it might be worth bringing in a few different ones just to give it a variety, because. Yeah, people complain no matter what.
Sure.
Oh, it's
and,
yours.
You know, and we're
at home.
And the choir's happy to do more than just the national anthem. If you want to take
I got to find out what route they want to go, because I think that they're really at a crossroads where it's like almost like just eliminate it and do like music mic through the thing or
bring in
a variety of stuff. I don't know where it's going to go.
Okay. We're available.
I do have it. We. That's funny.
12 to 26.
So that means it would be the 26th, because we got rid of the first one.
And so see, I have the 19th or 12th.
Okay,
so
officially we are adjourned. Thank you.
Woo!
We did
Thank
it.
You. If anybody has a spot someplace where they want to post any of these, I have them here. If you think of something.